times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Okay. We didn't get to talk about anything I wanted to talk about yesterday.
I know.
Got off on a tangent, which was fine because we
had to cover that.
We had to cover all that. By the way, thank God we recovered the show from last week.
I know.
That was nerve-wracking.
That was very scary.
Before we get there, you know, I've been talking about deodorant a lot lately because I get itchy. I feel like people change their formulas. You can't really pronounce everything in there. But Native has ingredients that are found in nature, like coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch to absorb wetness. And Native is made right here in the USA with ingredients thoughtfully sourced from around the world. No animal testing and free shipping and returns. It works. Native can hang with your workout, busy mom life, or 16-hour day. And people love Native. They have over 7,000 five-star reviews. You can check them out on the Today Show, Women's Health, Elle, Good Morning America, Pop Sugar, and so many more. And you know what? It's ingredients you know. Less is more with Native, so you know everything that's in their deodorant. People say aluminum may be linked to some serious health ramifications, including breast cancer and Alzheimer's. And although Native is priced at a slight premium when compared to conventional deodorants, isn't it worth the price to be safe and effective? There's a no risk to try. They offer free returns and exchanges in the USA. So you want to try Native? Subscribe and save $2 per stick and have Native conveniently delivered to your door every 1, 2, or 3 months. So, for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code DuBrow during checkout. That's Native, N-A-T-I-V-E, nativedeodorant.com and use promo code DuBrow during checkout. So, last week, after we recorded, I went to Jen Berman's office.
Yes.
So, Dr. Jen Berman, she used to have a show years ago with her sister, Berman and Berman. And she's a urologist, but she specializes in, like, women's health and anti-aging and hormones and sexual dysfunction, like all these different things. So I went to her office and this guy, what do you call those things? Are they GIFs or GIFs?
GIFs.
GIFs. His name is GIF.
Okay. That's all that you thought about when you...
this guy GIF was there and he had brought that M-Sculpt, which I had heard about because I thought it was the professional version of Lightning Fit.
Right.
But it's not. So okay. Lightning Fit is electricity. And like, you know, the EMS. M-Sculpt is magnetic.
Okay. So do you get more of a result?
I guess it's very powerful. They're selling it to doctors, mm-hmm. doctors' offices. And he showed me some before and afters. It seems to have an immediate effect, like an immediate lifting toning effect. So if you had a photo shoot or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently it has a cumulative effect.
Okay.
And you do, it's not cheap.
I feel like I've seen every celebrity do this.
Yeah, it's like $1,000 a treatment. You have to do 4 treatments.
Wow.
And then maybe do some maintenance, maybe. But he says you really don't have to.
Really?
But to me, I mean, I'd kind of like to try it just to see. I think they're going to bring the machine down to Terry's office and Jen's going to try it too.
Okay.
I'm curious because to me, it's not for someone who's got weight to lose.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like, and they don't claim weight loss. It's more muscle building.
Okay.
So, and toning.
So it's like you're like sculpting kind of?
Yeah, it almost feels like you're kind of at your goal weight and you want to shred a little bit.
Okay.
But they also claim that it can tighten the stomach muscles.
Okay.
Now, look, if you have a huge separation, you know, what do they call it? The diastasis mm-hmm. in your stomach muscles after having kids. Some people get a big mm-hmm. separation. The only way you can fix that is surgery. They have to sew them back together.
Oy.
And that's a big operation. And you lose your abs.
That's so scary.
Because it flattens the whole thing out.
And there's nothing you can do to get them back.
No, because it's flat. Think about it. They sew it tight. It's flat. So you can't get abs. Most people. I think a high percentage.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's absolute. I should be careful what I say there. But that's what Terry said. He said, mm-hmm. you really don't ever count on having abs again if you do that. Which is what always scared me about doing that.
Right.
But he said if you have a little bit of diastasis, mm-hmm. it can help.
How do you know if you have it?
You can see it and you can feel it. Some women can actually stick their hand in between their muscles in their stomach.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not to freak you out more. But
yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so we were kind of playing around with that. So that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then she had told me She was on our show. She was on Heather Dubrow's World a few years ago, and she had told us about this thing called ThermiVa. Remember? Mm-hmm. She was like, it's this vaginal rejuvenation thing. It makes it all pillowy in there. I'm like, yeah, I don't really have a problem with it. And she's like, well, I'm dating and I like yeah. it. I'm like, okay, whatever. So she was on our show work and we talked about it. She's like, there's a new thing. I'm like, well, what is the new thing? And she said it's called Votiva. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's the same idea, but it can go up deeper and whatever. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, I'm going to try it. She's like, okay, when do you want to come in? I'm like, what are you doing tomorrow? She's like, I have an opening. I go, okay, great. So I went over to the office. We were playing with the M-Skull thing. And then she did the procedure on me.
And?
I have no idea. I think you have to do a few of
them. Did it hurt? How long did, what did it take?
It took about, I'm going to say 30 minutes.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt at all. Kind of a warm sensation. Weird that your friend is doing it on you.
So she's just going in there with something.
Yeah. Should they go up and inside? And they kind of just go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Okay.
And then they do the outer labia.
Okay.
Yeah, because apparently it can tone.
Okay.
And not
Were
that there's anything wrong.
Were you sensitive at
all? No, it's just warm.
Okay.
But it was fine. It was totally fine.
So have you had sex after that?
We did.
And did anything, was there any difference?
I thought it was, I don't know, because it had been a while since we had sex, so it was really good.
Right.
So I'm not really sure, but I said, we can't wait so long.
And then, yeah.
And I want to say, maybe after the second one, we'll figure okay. it out. But I'm not sure I totally noticed anything yet. But it was only the first one.
But it's not supposed to help, like, enhance the orgasm, or yes.
Well, what she says is, she didn't say it tightens things. She says it makes everything really, like, pillowy and nice in there.
Isn't it better than for them versus you?
You too, because I think it, like pushes the nerves out. I don't know.
Did he notice a difference?
He always likes it. So.
Okay, good.
I don't That's know. That's so funny.
That is hilarious.
All right. So I'm going to tell you about my trip to Catalina, and then I'll tell you the thing I'm terrified of.
Okay.
All right. So I took Coco to Catalina, and it was honestly, it was like one of the best trips ever.
Okay. Why?
It was just fun. It was easy. We took the ferry across. We got the fancy Commodore Lounge tickets. Uh-huh. So you sit upstairs, which wasn't really fancy, but they're so nice, and they have like waiters, and
yeah.
they'll bring you drinks and everything.
How was she going into it? Was she like lovey-dovey?
She was good. She was so excited.
She was?
She was really excited. And so we took the ferry over. We checked into our hotel. And Natalie and I were joking before, because I'm like, how do I get here? How do I get there? And yeah. they finally started laughing at us like, everything's right there.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Exactly.
So we got there. We walked 2 seconds to our hotel, yeah. dumped our stuff, and we went on the aerial ropes course.
Okay.
And it's like an outdoor version of Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
And some of the, I thought it was going to be a little easier than it was, to be honest with you. Uh-huh. There's a beginner, intermediate, and advanced courses.
Okay.
So we did a couple of beginner ones, and we got like the hang of it. And you have to clip in and clip out yourself.
Okay.
And she's 8.
Yeah.
But you
there's
know,
water underneath you.
No, there's no water. It's land.
Oh, it is land.
By the way, water would have been, I would probably would have been not as nervous.
Oh, yeah. That's why I thought it would be over water.
No.
Huh, okay.
It's like this, it's like a treehouse thing,
yeah.
like over land. And some of the obstacles, if you can picture this, let's say you have to walk across a bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the bridge is made out of U-shaped ropes.
Okay.
Like an earring, right? Uh-huh. And then in front of that is another U-shaped rope. And then another one. So you have to step on the rope and hold on. Like as if you're going to jump rope, kind of.
Yep.
And then you have to get to the next one, hand, foot, and they're moving. They're swinging.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have to get all the way across, and there's like 25 of them.
And you're saying you have to clip yourself after each one? Or what?
So you clip onto the line, and then you can go across, but some of them have these safety catches in the middle where you have to unclip and reclip while you're holding on.
Oh, my gosh.
In the middle of this thing. Some of them were like pieces of logs with ropes holding them up. So like you're looking at it, you're thinking, oh, look, you just sort of hold on and you walk across log to log, but they're vertical, the logs. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And so you have to hold onto the rope and they're swinging.
And you're really high up.
And you're high up and you're stepping thing to thing. But it was amazing. She had to get rescued twice. She's going to kill me if she knows that I told
you
this.
Did she go before you or after you?
She wanted to go ahead of me.
Okay.
And I'm watching and I'm like, ah. And so she did all the courses and I was behind her and it was like,
that's
really,
awesome.
Really fun. Mm-hmm. We had one little moment where we were walking up to the trail and we were with this guy, Will, and he was really cool. And I said something, and she goes, shut up, Mom. She was joking.
Yeah.
But Will looked at her and goes, don't talk like that to your mom or something. He, in a nice way. He wasn't like inappropriate, but he was like, oh, that's your mom, whatever. It threw her off. And she recovered. But when we were done with the ropes course, she was kind of annoyed with me. And I'm like, what is going on? She's like, you got mad. And I go, I didn't get mad. I said, that embarrassed me. She goes, I was kidding. And I said, I know you were kidding, but it's still not nice to say. And it doesn't sound good to other people, which is embarrassing to me. I said, maybe in the future, just say, shush up.
Uh-huh.
And like something happened a few hours later and she went, shush up, Mom.
Oh, okay.
And totally got it. It was fine. But it was a good moment because sometimes she hangs on to things and I don't know why she's upset or mad because it's like hours later right. that she's remembered something. So that was really good.
Good moment.
It was a good moment.
That's awesome.
So we finished the ropes course. We're walking back to our hotel. I ran into my friend Yvette. Mm-hmm. We go. We shower and change. We went to dinner at this place called, I want to say it's Steve's Steakhouse. It's either Steve or Dave. Someone's Steakhouse. And you go upstairs and it's overlooking the water and they gave this fabulous table right along the window overlooking the water.
Awesome.
We had this amazing dinner. Food was really good. Uh-huh. And we went to the candy store. Oh, I ate so much. I mean, anything that I didn't gain in Europe, I don't know why I've blown it now, but here you go. French fries, chips, whatever. Went to the candy store. We got bags of candy. Then we went to the arcade. We played in the arcade. It was so fun.
That's awesome.
You just walk everywhere.
Yeah.
And we, you know, went to sleep. And it was like 11 by the time we went to sleep. So we slept in a little bit, got up, went to go parasailing. Mm-hmm. And now she's kind of freaking out. Like, maybe we should chicken out. Maybe we shouldn't do this. And of course, I don't want to go parasailing. I want to go because she wants to go.
Yeah.
But I don't want her to chicken out. And I'm like, look, you wanted to do this. You're going to be so bummed if we walk away. I go, it's nothing. It's going to be totally easy. Come on. I go, how old is the youngest person that does this? And they go, 5. I go, 5-year-olds do it. Come on. Let's go. So we're on a boat with 3 other couples, let's say. And we had a great crew. The guys, David and James, I think their names were. So they're on the boat with us and they were telling Terry jokes.
Oh my gosh.
Like they said to Coco, are you nervous? And she's like, yes. And they go, me too. Like, oh my God, it's dad's jokes.
That's
oh my God.
So great.
So we went parasailing and it was really easy and fun. You don't get wet.
Yeah, exactly.
You just sit there and you're on a swing and they take you up. The only time I got a little bit nervous was we were up there and it was really windy.
Oh.
And like the balloon or parachute, whatever, like turned like weird, like hitched. And I was like, okay, that's enough. And we were up 800 feet.
Oh my gosh.
Or back 800 feet.
Yeah.
And she was so freaked out at the beginning. She's like, I don't want to go that high. I don't want to go that way. And he goes, okay. He goes, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to just let you out a little bit. And if you're okay, you'll give me the thumbs up and blah, blah, blah. They were so sweet with her.
That's awesome.
And then they let us go out 800 feet. And I was like, oh.
Did she love it?
She loved it until I was like, what was that?
Oh, no. And then she sort of like, all right, get us down.
All right,
we're good.
We're good. No, she would actually go again.
Really?
Yes. And then she was like, oh, when Max went, she didn't even go this high.
Because
they went low and they were dipping him in the water. And they offered to dip in the water.
You're like, no.
We're good.
Hard pass.
And then we got back in the boat. And this woman was saying to her on the boat, she really meant well.
Yeah.
But she was like, honey, I'm so proud of you. And you did so well. And Coco, you know, it's.
Yeah.
Coco's looking at her like, oh, okay, ladies, don't talk to me. And then, oh, it was so funny. Anyway, so we got off the boat, super fun. And there's like this beach club called the Descanso Beach Club, which is near where the ropes course is and the zip lining is. And it's nice. They have chairs and they have servers and lunch and cocktails and, you know, things to rent to go in the water. But we were walking back from parasailing and there's this huge bouncy thing in the water. She's like, I want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's your trip, whatever you want. So it's right on the public beach, like right in front of all the restaurants and everything. I'm like, okay, game on. Went to the little shack, rented chairs, towels, mats, boogie boards, tubes, the whole thing. Plopped ourselves down on the public beach, put everything there. The water was so cold. I mean, like an icicle. Oh my gosh. But we get on the tube together. It's freezing. I'm like, all right.
Such a trooper.
Oh, I'm like, it's going to get warmer once we, you know.
Yeah.
And by the way, I didn't bring my unitard thing
right.
like swimming, but I did have shorts and a rash guard and I put it on because I was like, it's freezing.
Yeah.
So We get in the water. We're laying on a tube together and we're laughing and we're paddling around a little bit. And she wants to go on this bouncy thing. Now, I've done those bouncy things with her before, but this one, not only is it covered with children and teenagers tripping each other, pushing each other in. There's this one part that it looks like a ladder laying down in the water. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to jump from like rung to rung.
Okay.
But you fall and you fall in between and you get wet.
Yeah.
She was dying to do this. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't do it. I will literally have like hypothermia. I just can't. And I'm kicking my legs and trying to get warm and I'm freezing.
She's not frozen?
No, she's fine. I don't know why. So finally, this little girl swimming next to me, she keeps looking at me. And I look at her and I'm like, hi, what's your name? How old are you? So I start talking to her and she goes, are you staying at Metropole? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. And she goes, is that your daughter? And I said, yes. She goes, are you famous? And I go, some people know me. And she goes, my mom works at the hotel and she met you yesterday and she was so nervous. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. And I go, is that your sister? And she's like, yeah, we're twins. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I go, well, that's Coco. And she's desperate to go on that part of, because I was in the water.
Yeah.
With, whatever. She's desperate to go on that part of the thing. Do you think you could help her? Because she's nervous. Because I knew once she went once, she'd
would
be fine. She's like, sure. So this girl and her twin sister go up there and
same age?
I think they might have been, no, they were 10.
Okay.
They were 10. Yeah. And Coco, and I'm still in the water because I want to make sure, she's good. So she's sitting there, she's trying to go across, and then finally, this is like another 20 minutes, finally goes across, falls in, goes across, finally does it perfectly. And once she starts laughing with them and going back and forth, I'm like, I'm going back to shore. Oh. So, because now I've been in there for like an hour. So I go back to shore, I go to the little chairs and everything, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching her, and they're having like the best time ever.
Nice.
And I'm like, I think it's cocktail hour. And I turn around and I see a liquor store. I'm like, perfect. So I look at Coco. I yell to her. I go, Coco. I go, I'll be right back. Because the lifeguard's right there. She's with these two girls. And there's just people everywhere. It's totally fine. And by the way, the lifeguard was on top of these kids.
Good.
Because usually, this one had the bullhorn up. It was like, you this, you that, whatever. And so I walked a block, went to the liquor store. I bought two shots of those little tiny mini bottles of Patron.
Yeah.
A bottle of Perrier, a bag of ice, some red Solo cups, and a little can of pineapple juice. So much for my cored out pineapple.
Right.
And went back to my chair, made a little cocktail, sat there. Yeah. She was in the water for like another hour. And then she and I went for Mexican food. Oh, my God. Like the best, huge, big, juicy, delicious salad with steak on it.
Yeah.
A huge thing, like the yummiest, saltiest, greasiest chips.
Uh-huh.
Delicious. And then I took her and her two little friends out for ice cream.
Cute.
They have this amazing ice cream store there. They make crepes. They make waffle cones.
Oh,
they have gelato. They have regular ice cream. And they just went crazy on that. And then they all wanted to go back in the water. So I got them a couple more boogie boards. And they went back in there. And they did all that. And then, like, by 5 o'clock, it was kind of time to wrap it up. So said goodbye to them and returned everything. Oh, because the rentals were due back by 5.
Oh.
So it didn't even matter. And what I didn't realize was that was, like, to get your $5 deposit back or whatever. But it was time to go anyway.
Yeah.
So we went back to the hotel. We showered and changed. And we went to dinner at the Avalon Grill. Ran into my friend again, as I told you. And that's where I had the epic burger with the egg and the bacon.
Okay.
But what was really funny was when we got back from the beach, we went up to the hot tub and there was this family sitting there up at the hot tub. It had to be the parents and the daughter. Okay. And they're sitting there and the daughter is so irritated and she's clearly talking about her sister. Okay.
Oh, no.
And she's like, and I totally get it. Cause I would have done the same thing about my sister. And she was like, she doesn't make any plans. And then she's irritated when nothing is planned. And she's like, just going off. And
I get you, sister. I get you.
But at the same time, I didn't feel like listening to it because we were trying to like have a moment in the jacuzzi hot tub thing. But it was also amusing me. And then the parents are just sitting there like thinking, and I could totally get it. They're probably thinking, we know, we know. Okay. But they were so nice about it. We're going to take a quick break. But before we do, Heather Dubrow's World is brought to you by MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. The original reality show is back and streaming now only on Facebook Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is the next true story of seven strangers picked to live in a house and have their hookups, screw-ups, apologies, fights, tears, voices, and lives streamed exclusively on Facebook Watch. It's the return of the first unscripted show in TV history that tackled gender, race, AIDS, taboos, life, death, addiction, connection, acceptance, and reality. And it's being reinvented. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is an all-new reality experience with content dropping daily and new episodes every Thursday. Find out what happens when the next generation stops being polite and starts getting real again. In Facebook, click on the Facebook Watch icon and search The Real World on Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
We go, we shower and change. We go to Avalon Grill. I'm having, like, living my best life. Oh, because I got a tequila soda and they had charred grapefruit on the menu with the cocktails.
Oh.
So they did charred muddled grapefruit in my tequila soda. Mm. And then the best burger ever. And fries.
Oh.
And we're sitting there. And guess who's sitting next to us?
Your friend.
No, my friend's up at the bar.
That's
saw
right.
her. It's the people from the jacuzzi.
Oh.
With the sister and the one she's annoyed with, and either the boyfriend or fiance. So now it's the parents, the annoying one, and her significant other. Now I'm wondering, is she getting married this weekend?
Now you have to, like, listen in and be like, what's going on? What's
no,
the update?
No, I didn't. I just leaned into Coco and I pretended like I was talking to him. I go, hey, listen, your sister's annoyed. Could you just knock it off? She's a good girl and you're just to make a plan, okay? And I'm joking, but Coco didn't realize what I was doing. And she thought I meant her sister.
Oh.
So she was like, what? What's going on? I'm like, oh, never mind.
Sorry.
I go, no, see, look at who's sitting next to us. And then we're cracking up. So as we're walking by and leaving, I lean over to Coco and I go, hey, listen. She's like, keep walking.
So
funny. And then I got her a caramel apple, and then we went back to the arcade, and we went to bed, and everywhere we went, we were playing Uno, and we were playing Go Fish, and
so sweet.
There was no phones, and it was just like talking,
just
games, just us two, nothing. And then we got up, we packed, and we went souvenir shopping.
Uh-huh.
She was so cute. She bought all of her siblings something, and she bought Stella a gift, her best friend, and then we went back to Avalon Grill and had dinner. And it was really funny because when we went to Avalon Grill the night before, I said, can we have that window? It was by the window. And it was a table for four. And the hostess said, we have a party of four coming in for that table. And I go, okay, all right, no problem. So we ended up sitting outside. It was really nice outside. It was funny because we got to sit next to these people, whatever. Mm-hmm. So no party of four sat there, just so you know.
Oh, no.
It was just two people, mm-hmm. but I said to Coco, I go, stand up. Are there four people there or two people there? She stood up and looked. She goes, only two. And I go, huh. Mm-hmm. She goes, are you going to say something? I go, no. I go, because it doesn't matter anymore. So there's no point in saying anything. I go, but it makes me wonder how I could have turned the no maybe into a yes.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
So I need to just think about that for next time.
Yeah.
Because if two people were going to sit there, why couldn't it have been us?
Right. It's interesting because, I mean, I feel like even if maybe it's like a regular or someone who maybe paid to sit like in a really good table or.
But then they shouldn't say it's
reserved.
It's reserved for four. They should just say, oh, that table was pre-reserved.
Right.
I'm so sorry. Because then you wouldn't know and you wouldn't think about it. And you'd think, okay, someone really wanted this table for a reason.
Here they just look like liars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But what was funny was we went, but we didn't say anything. Whatever. Who cares? Yeah. We had a great time. And we come back there for breakfast the next day. And I go, Coco, where do you want to sit? And she points to the table. She goes, there. I go, can we sit there? And they're like, sure.
That's so funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And so we had breakfast. And so we went souvenir shopping. We had breakfast. And we walked to the ferry. And
so it was a good amount of time. It wasn't like, had you had done only one full day, you feel like you wouldn't have had enough time.
No. And we were supposed to go on that bison tour. And we blew that off.
Right.
But I said to her at breakfast, I said, so if you could change something about the trip, what would you change? And she said, I would want more days.
Aww.
And I go, well, what would you want to do? She goes, well, we didn't get to do this. We didn't get to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I was like, okay, well, we'll have to come back. She goes, you promise?
I'm
like, yeah, I promise.
That's so sweet.
So we came back on the ferry and we ended up coming home and putting on our swimsuits and going out to the pool.
And you hung up all the kids?
No, they were like,
all
this
doing
one
things?
Was this,
oh.
That, whatever.
Oh, my. So one, yeah, that's one kid down.
One kid down. It was very, very successful.
That's awesome.
And then we had dinner with Lindsay and Craig, and I hadn't seen Lindsay since before Europe.
Right. So you had to like fill her in on everything.
Totally. We had lots and it wasn't even enough time.
Oh, my
gosh. So much conversation. So much fun. It was a really, really nice weekend. And then Sunday, we chilled by the pool.
Yeah.
Katarina was with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Coco went to Stella's house for a play date, which I thought was a great idea.
Yep.
And the twins were studying because they're taking a history course.
How is Terry without you here?
He was busy, so it was fine. And he took the twins out to dinner. I arranged it. So Kat was busy one night, and he had the twins, mm-hmm. took them for dinner, had a great time. And then the next night, he went to go see Kat. I had a little performance. So he saw that and then had dinner with her.
That's nice.
So that all worked out great, but he was exhausted. He and Kat ended up postmating and having dinner at home.
Oh, okay.
He was so tired. But it was great, and he really missed me, and it was really sweet. And we just hung out by the pool all day, just me and Terry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I went to go pick up Coco from Lindsay's house. And I'm like, hey, Max, you wanna drive?
Huh.
She's like, sure. And I'm like, but you're going to have to go on the freeway.
Oh.
She's like, why? I go, because it's faster. And she's like, okay. She's like, are you sure? And I go, yeah, Nikki's never
first
been
time?
On the freeway. Mm-hmm. So she drove on the freeway for the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
Terrified.
Was she good, though?
She was great. She did great. It was actually the best. She's so nervous that she doesn't drive a lot. Nikki's very comfortable, so
yeah.
He has now more experience than she does. But she's been great.
Oh, my God.
She was great.
Merging on the freeway and, oh.
She was really good. I mean, she's not good. Like, I'm like, look over your shoulder, and then the whole car moves halfway to the next lane. I'm like, wait, go back. But it was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was really good. And then we took Kat and Coco to the mall because Katarina, I'm taking her shopping when we go to New York,
mm-hmm.
but she wanted a couple of things to wear in New York.
Of course.
So we bought her because we're seeing Mean Girls. So she bought the cutest like hot pink little skirt and a little top and the whole thing. And then, of course, my fabulous friend Larry O'Keefe, who's one of the most talented guys. And he writes music, and he wrote all the music for the musical Heathers, and his wife is also very talented. She wrote all the lyrics for Mean Girls. I mean, they've done a million other shows, too. He had his show Bat Boy. I mean, on and on and on. And I've known him since junior high school.
Yeah.
I've known him since I was, wait, let me think about this, like 11.
And where does he live?
11 or 12. Manhattan.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I texted him, I'm like, listen, Katarina's obsessed with Be More Chill. And in the meantime, I had DM'd the star and he had DM'd me back. So like all of a sudden everyone's work, it just like all kind of came together in such a nice way. And what's so cool is Joe Zico and Charlie Rosen are like the musical directors and the director and producer and all that.
Uh-huh.
And I said to Kat, I go, oh, we're going to get to meet. I didn't say their names.
Uh-huh.
I was like, we're going to get to meet the blah. And she goes, Joe Zico?
Oh,
I'm like, how do you know him? She goes, I've seen every interview.
Stop.
She's so excited.
Oh my God.
And then, of course, because of the Mean Girls connection, she's like, do you want to go backstage with me? I'm like, yes, of course. It's going to be a really cool trip.
Oh my gosh.
Wanted a private lesson with Natalie Weiss, who's this big Broadway vocal coach. So she's going to do that. It's just, I'm so excited for her.
Is she so excited right now?
So we bought some. They went to Brandy Melville, you know, the one size fits all thing.
Yeah.
And I bought myself like a skirt and a top.
So trendy you are.
I know. Remember I bought that jacket from Forever 21?
Which one?
It's like, I just wore it. I wore it to Catalina. It's like, it's camo, but it's burgundy and gray. It's from Forever 21.
Look at you.
Max is like, she doesn't call it cringy because saying cringy is cringy apparently, but she thinks it's cringy. Anyway, so we went shopping and then we took them to Sushi Roku for dinner.
I love it.
Came home. It's really nice.
I love that you're doing this with each of them. It's going to be so, I feel like these are going to be moments they're never going to forget.
Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. Well, you can't really put a price tag on your stories, but now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Put your license plate number in there, and then you watch how your car's details just pop up. It's so cool. And then you just answer a few questions. Do you have navigation and a moonroof? That bumps your value up. High mileage? All right. Well, you already knew that one was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. I had everything worked out, and then we're doing all the alone trips, and my cousin Tim's coming to town. We have all these events, and I'm having a dinner party, and like all this stuff. And then Richard Marks, on the way home on the ferry, I'm sitting on the ferry with Coco, two mimosas in after the breakfast, and he texted me, and he's like, hey, are you guys coming to that charity event in August? And I'm like, yeah, for sure, we're in. He goes, great. He goes, do you want to come do a song with my band? They'll play for you. He goes, anything you want. He goes, but it'll be fun to do like a mid to up tempo and da da da, whatever. It'd be super fun. And so and so is going to be doing a song and so, whatever. And I wrote back and I go, I want to vomit from that text. So definitely the answer is yes, especially for charity. And I'd love to. And thank you. And then we went back and forth a few more times or whatever. And so I'm now completely freaked out.
You're singing with Richard Marks.
Well, I'm not singing with him, I'm singing with his band.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe he'll chime in.
Oh, well, let's hope. You don't know. I mean,
oh,
I could
my.
Fall flat. But who cares? I mean,
gosh.
It's just like the nicest thing ever
it's so
to ask
cool.
me. And of course, it's kind of low pressure. For me, it's lower pressure because I feel like people are there for a good cause. So everyone's in a, you know, charitable mood.
Right, right.
So they're not so judgy.
Right, let's hope.
Like if you paid for a ticket to go listen to Richard and I come on, maybe you're irritated. I don't know.
I just feel like if you were able to sing the national anthem in front of so many people, this shouldn't be that bad. You sang at Tamara's wedding on television.
Yeah, I know, but those things I feel like were more in my lane, and this kind of
how is
song,
this not in your lane?
Because he wants me to do like a little more of an up tempo thing, and that's not really my thing. I mean, I'm like, I started my musical career, you know, as a Broadway type singer, and then of course I had 14 piece big bands, so blues, jazz, big band, little bit of pop here and there, but not really. And so it's a little out of my lane. But you know, what's so crazy about it is that, I don't know, a couple of months ago, I think I said to you, I want to sing again. Mm-hmm. I want to sing. And I've gone down to the music room a couple of times, played the piano a little bit, and realized that I can't sing anymore, which is a problem. And then I randomly emailed Eric Vitro, who's like the best vocal coach in the world. Like anyone you know, like Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, Kristen Chenoweth, anyone you know works with Eric Vitro.
He's the man.
The guy. And so I randomly emailed him and I go, is this still your email? And he wrote me back. He goes, it is. And then I had sent him something again and he didn't get that one that I sent. And then I got busy and whatever. And then all of a sudden, and I kept like putting out in the universe that I wanted to sing.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, you know, I'm going to start taking some vocal lessons with Eric and just kind of like get the pipes back, right? And because I remember before Tamara's wedding and then before I sang the national anthem at Angel Stadium, I just started vocalizing. But I had a few weeks like I do now. And so I started vocalizing and whatever. But what was interesting was the house was being built, and I would come here when the house was empty because the acoustics were amazing.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I would sing here. Now I have nowhere to go, which is a problem.
Your garage is very echoey.
Yeah, but I want to go somewhere where people can't hear. Because you want to be able to make mistakes and sound like shit and not feel like someone's listening and judging.
Just do it while the kids are gone.
Oh my God, I'm so nauseous. I can't believe
it. Oh my gosh.
So I immediately email Eric. I'm like, I don't know if you got my last email, but now it's an emergency and I need to blah, blah, blah. And then I called this one and then I called that one. And everyone I know, I'm calling like, what do you think about this? Uh-huh. Do you think about this song? Can I do that? By the way, my throat hurts so bad ever since I agreed to do this. Oh, it's totally in my brain.
Stop.
I know. It's crazy, but I just, oh my gosh, I don't know.
Once you do it, you're going to be like, that was the best thing ever.
By the way, you have to understand, I am so excited and I'm so petrified. But that's it was the same way with the national anthem too.
Exactly. You were scared about the echo or the
Was really hard because I was worried about the echo, and I asked Kristen Chenoweth about that because I had never, obviously, in a stadium, and you know, like the real people have IFBs in their ears, they can hear the monitor, whatever. But I worry about that a little bit for this too, because they all wear those things in their ears too, and I don't have any of that, and I don't know.
But this is more up your alley. You know what I mean?
Totally. But I haven't done this in a very, very, very long time.
And then you have to figure out what you're going to wear.
It's the least of it. Honestly,
oh, it is?
It's black on black on black on black on black. It's the least of it. I don't care what I'm wearing. All I care is that
we have to get this on camera. Like we need to document
this. No, we really
don't. No, we have to.
No.
I'm dying to hear this. Has anyone ever heard you sing? I feel like you might have posted something, but do people even know?
I don't know. Maybe we should put together a few clips and we can post them.
I feel like we should.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah. Good. I mean, if you don't know, so like I said, you know, I started off singing. I was a musical theater major. I sang at Disneyland, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to bore you with everything. Because someone said I say the words 14-piece big band too much. So I won't say that, but that's what happened for 4 years. And then, you know, I was a demo singer for a couple people. And what else did I do? Oh, I sang the theme song to That's Life.
Yeah, I mean,
Sang on that show. I sang on that song. But again, it was more like swing, big band. Like that's kind of, you know, the kind of voice I have.
Yeah.
So a little bluesy and kind of big bandy and that kind of thing. So pop isn't really my thing.
Right.
But Richard's band kind of lends itself more to that. And a charity event is like, that's why you want up tempos. Mm-hmm. And he's not doing his whole show. So I'm assuming Richard's going to play like a lot of his slower hits. I mean, his up tempos, but like his slower hits too. So he's going to be the ballad man. I don't know.
And you have time to go in and rehearse, right?
I don't know. I'm assuming it'll probably be that day. And I'll be like, come to soundcheck.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be freaking out.
I'm so excited for you. This is so epic.
But he was so cute. He's like, no pressure. It's going to be totally fun. Don't worry about it. He's so sweet. I love him so much.
I love that he thought of you.
So
did you tell him that you wanted to?
No.
Why would he think of you then?
I don't know. He knows I sing.
I know, but that's so...
Well, you know what? I'll tell you probably why. Because it's a charity event.
Yeah.
And he's probably sitting with Daisy and... I hope it wasn't drug plans, by the way. he was probably sitting with Daisy and he was saying, so-and-so is going to do a number. Because you know what? It's fun. It's like, you know, when he has people come up, like not to compare myself with Chris Daughtry, obviously, but he had Daughtry up to do a song with him at this gig he did. And it was cool for the audience.
Right, right.
To see. And I think when it's charity, like just to have different friends, personalities, people the audience would know.
Absolutely.
And they're all guys. Maybe it's nice to have a female on stage.
Yeah.
And it's a great charity.
Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting.
But what's funny is I always get thrown into these things at charity events. Remember when I had to, like, host the whole charity event?
Yeah.
Seven years ago.
I think that a great message is the fact that, A, you're putting it out in your universe, and here it is, and you accepted it, and you don't know where this is going to lead to. Granted, it may not be something that you want to do, right? But you just never know. Just say yes to these things.
Always say yes. By the way, there was never a moment I wasn't going to say no, but this is what was irritating. So I come home, get off the ferry, whatever, we come home, and I walk in, and Terry's like kind of outside, and I go, so listen to this.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my God, Richard texted me, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, you better practice. That's the first thing he says.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I go, no, I'm going to wing it.
Right.
Like, are you kidding? I'm already freaking out, texting everyone I know, trying to figure out who's going to write me a chart and, you know, whatever. Do they even use charts?
But then he was like, okay, that's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, then he was fine. But then he was like, what are you going to sing? And, you know, he can get obnoxious. So I'm like, yeah, I just need you to be supportive about this. And then he goes, well, if you're going to back out, you need to do that now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Not backing out.
It's going to be fine. It's all going to be fine.
Do you know anyone else that's going? Like, is this like a big like celebrity event or is this?
I have no idea.
Okay. Maybe it's better that you don't know.
I just am not even going to look into it. I don't want to know where it is. All I want to know is where it is so I know what the stage is like. So I know what to wear. And Katarina's so funny. She's like, you should wear a red sequin dress. And Max goes, definitely not.
It's so funny. My first thought was your black sequin one.
No, I'm not wearing sequins. No.
Why? I think I could totally see.
Not wearing a sequin dress.
What are you going to do? You want to go very subtle and...
I'm going to wear like, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to wear black.
Honestly, what I need to find out is what's the dress of the audience? Like, is it a black tie event? Because that actually does make a difference.
Yep.
I'm not going to go up in jeans if it's a black tie event.
Of course.
I want to know if it's a black tie event and I want to know... where it is, like what the stage is like.
Right.
Because also you don't want to wear short dress. People are really close to the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like there's different, you got to think about this. But I have to, you know, shoes are important because you have to, I don't want to fall.
Oh my God.
I'm so nauseated. And so what was going to be this 3 weeks of like really fun things with the kids and this has now turned into I may vomit at any moment.
But are you kind of excited? Do you sort of need that in your life a little bit once in a while?
100% I mean, they say do things that scare you.
Right.
And this terrifies me. And always say yes. And you never know what's going to happen. Listen, nothing's going to happen. But I worry because Richard's so good and I think he's judgy.
You think so?
Yes, because I played him, I can't say who it is, but I played him this song that I really like, the guy that sang it, and he was an American Idol guy. And so I played it and he was like, yeah, you know, I don't like when, and I can't remember what he said, like they're not connected to the song or it's just vocal gymnastics or it's just whatever. The guy's so good. I'm like...
Well, he must have heard you or he must know that you're good.
He just knows. I mean, I'm sure he thinks I can carry a tune. It won't be a disaster.
Yeah.
It's for, you know, low key, you know.
Good cause.
I have a little bit of a name, you know.
The question is, do you ever drink before? Do you have like a shot? Do you loosen up the cords?
I have no idea. You know what I forgot to tell you about?
Yeah.
That Coco and I, did I tell you we played mini golf?
No.
Okay, so just so you know. So, like, we played mini golf before the second night, before my epic burger. And I just want to talk about this because this was bad mini golf etiquette.
Oh.
So there were, like, a bunch of families, and the moms were playing with the kids. And then the dads, the four dads, were all playing together. And we caught up pretty quickly to them.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know if they were drinking or not drinking or just in a good mood and kind of loud. But the moms were with the kids and they were going at an appropriate pace. So whatever, they were having fun, fine. And I don't even care if they were drinking. But the four men were cursing.
Oh, in front of all the kids?
Well, their kids were like two holes ahead of them.
Yeah.
But we were literally behind them and we actually had to sit down on a bench and wait for like a good 12 minutes for them to get through the hole. And then and we were just sitting there, just being very quiet and whatever. And I'm thinking, what do I do? Do I like jump ahead?
Uh-huh.
Because I would have expected them to go, hey, why don't you guys just play through? You know, we'll stop right here. And one of them looked at me and goes, well, this is very serious. We have a lot riding on this. We play four times in a weekend.
Oh.
So obviously they go all the time. Obviously they play. They're probably playing for money or dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's important to them. But you know what? They see I'm standing there with the kid. And there was a weird moment when we first like caught up to them. There were a lot of phones up and whatever. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And so we just sat there and we were just quiet. And I'm thinking how to handle it. And then I let them get like a hole ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Coco, let's just stand here for a second. Because there wasn't anyone behind us. And then someone caught up and I go, okay. So we had two holes to play with. And I figured we were probably good.
Yeah.
So, and we were taking our time. So we played the holes and then... By the time we had caught up with them, they lost all their balls in the hole and they had to wait for the woman to come vacuum the balls out.
No.
And we're like standing there and they go, hey, you know, if you want to play through, you can. And I said, okay, thanks. And so we were walking past them. They what they meant was, and I can't remember what he said, they want us to play the hole while they were standing there watching. And I was very uncomfortable. And I was like, no, that's fine. We'll just skip this hole. And then one of them was looking at me and he's like, I know you from TV.
Oh,
and
no.
I go, and I just smiled and nodded and kept walking. He's like, you're a lot taller than I thought. And
oh, then you're like, there, just stop while you're ahead.
Yeah, and there were a couple other little comments from the peanut gallery. And I'm like, I'm with my eight. Nothing lewd. I'm not saying right. that. There was just, I just found it so inappropriate. Anyway, so we got by them. Then we finished our games, went to the end. And the moms were there with the kids waiting for the husbands. And they were like, you know, trying to engage a little bit with us, not in a bad way, but we didn't, and we finished, and we left, and we went to dinner, and it was great. But I just want to say something. If you're on a mini golf course, you let people play through. And you know what? Mini golf, let's be honest.
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids. And I get it. This is your thing, and you guys do this every weekend totally. Of the summer. You're allowed to do it. You're paying for it. I'm fine with it. But you know what you should do? You should see people waiting. I mean, the place was basically empty. We're just standing there.
Yeah.
It's not like they would have had to wait for 12
Absolutely.
People to come by. That I would understand. But they should have stepped aside and said, please.
100%.
Go ahead of us.
Yep.
It was rude.
That's unfortunate. And that like left like a sour taste in your mouth. And you're like...
Coco was totally fine. She didn't even notice it.
Oh,
she didn't
good.
Hear them. I mean, she heard the cursing and looked at me. I'm like, it's fine. I go, they're just, you know.
Yeah. But you knew what was going on.
I knew it. And I just, there was just a very weird vibe and I just didn't like being there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
And yeah, it's for the kids. And if totally. You're going to play, let the kids go ahead. Be cool. Pretend it's your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I notice your kids are in front of you.
Right.
And not behind you.
Yeah. That sucks.
That suck. Anyway, yeah. Just remember that. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream.
Yeah, I don't even know where we were now.
We were talking about me vomiting and having to sing and what I'm wearing on the stage. But what did you do all weekend?
I saw Lion King.
Yeah, how was it?
It was so good. So good. There's a few voices. I want to know what you think. There was a few voices that I don't know. I didn't really vibe with. I felt like they could have probably picked better voices for certain ones. But I mean, it was so realistic. I just can't with how
really?
Real all these. Yeah, it was really, really great. I cried like in the first 5 minutes.
Tawny Olsen said she was crying.
Yeah.
For the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. So it's just, it was super nostalgic, but it was awesome.
Well, Terry, you know, of course, wants to wait.
So you can watch it in your theater.
So we can watch it in our theater, which is so ridiculous because how long is that going to take? And ready for this?
What?
I'm obsessed with moving.
With moving?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
By the way, house is not for sale. No one has offered us to buy the house. This is probably never happening. I'm just telling you, I don't know if it's because...
Like you want the change?
You know, we move usually every 3 to 3.5 years. And in August, we will have been in the house 3 years.
And so you feel like you have the itch.
I feel like I have the itch. And this house is complete. Like I have, there's nothing left to furnish. There's nothing left
yeah,
to fix.
Maybe that's what it is, that you're bored. Because everything's perfect now. So you're like, okay.
Still haven't put pictures in the ready? Frames.
But maybe you're like ready for the next project.
Well, here's the thing is that I know what the next house is that I want.
Stop.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what it is. I know where it is. I know. Terry and I started looking today.
What?
I was sitting there having the conditioning thing to have my teeth whitened, and he had an hour break. I was telling you this yesterday. And he sat with me, and I was telling him my plan, because I want to get a house on the water. Mm-hmm. I won't say exactly where, but I want to get a house on the water, a smaller house, and I want like a little boat. Like I want a Duffy.
Yeah.
And I want a smaller house. And I know exactly the rooms I need.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And what I'm thinking is, because, you know, I have like this 6-year plan. And by the way, you never know what's going to happen.
Of course.
So these could all like change or whatever. But Like right now, if like I could choose it, my plan would be to move sometime in the next couple of years, remodel a house where I want on the water. And I don't even think I need to take it down to the studs. I think I could do a really good, quick lipstick in about 6 months. And have this water house. And then my plan was in 6 years to move back to LA and put Coco, because the other three will be in college, and put Coco in high school in LA. But I was thinking about it. I'm thinking, I'm not going to buy a place in LA because how do I know I want to live in that area? Maybe I want to live somewhere else. Yeah. Maybe I don't know. It seems silly to like invest before you really know. Right. And I haven't lived in LA in so many years. Yeah. I feel like I got to get the lay of the land again. So what I think I'm going to do is rent an apartment in LA and then keep the house down here.
I love that.
And have it be like a summer house, weekend house. When the kids come home from college, we go there. That's what I want to do.
I love that plan.
Mm-hmm.
So how gung-ho are you about it?
Like 100% I would move tomorrow.
But then why not put the house up for sale?
That sounds like a lot of people coming in for looky-loo type of things. And
so, but what if it doesn't sell in 3 years? Then it's like you would have to put it on?
Yeah, I guess. Because it's not like an emergency. I mean, we don't have to. And I don't have like the perfect house that I want or anything. I think if I found the perfect house, maybe I would. But you know what? The houses like this, you don't really need to put them on the market.
Because people are just like, hey,
there's
interested.
Like our real estate agents that we've worked with for 20 years. They have certain buyers that like when the right buyer's in town. By the way, they call us anyway when the right buyer's in town. And we'll be like, no. They called us right before we left for Europe and said, so-and-so is looking for a house. They saw your house in Architectural Digest. I'm like, tell them no.
Yeah.
Bye. Going to Europe. But now if they called tomorrow, I'd be like, have them come by.
I can't believe that.
Totally.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm, like, obsessed
with it. I love how it took you 10 years to do the house tour, and then you're going to be gone by the time.
Well, everyone's copying the house anyway. So did I tell you I ran into a girl, this was so funny, in Monte Carlo. She goes, oh, my gosh. She was like, I love your YouTube channel. She goes, my designer and I sat down together and watched every episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that hilarious?
So there's like mini Dubrow chateaus everywhere.
By the way, great. I mean, you know,
that's so cool.
It's flattering that people love my taste and that they love the house, and it makes me feel great. And that's not, honestly, it's not why I want to go. It's because I'm like all of a sudden, you know, our family's transitioning. Like the twins are now going to be driving and be more independent, and they don't need a playroom and a need those same things. And I think it's more of the house that I'm visualizing is kind of more
like a you and Terry
and a older teenager college age kind of house.
Yeah.
But it's also a closed community, this place that I want to go to. And so even Coco now could ride her bike easier.
Right. But you want on the water.
100% on the water.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I totally.
Well, you know, this is going to make headlines. Heather moves from.
But listen, like I said, I don't know. I'm not putting it on the market. But if my agent called and said, hey, there's a buyer in town, like a real one,
would
I would say
Would you put it in his ear like, hey, listen, we're not like trying to put it on the market, but if people are asking you about homes, you can throw our name in there.
By the way, he cold called me right before we left for Europe saying, hey, I've got this buyer. He wants to see your – they were at another house. He goes, what about Heather Dubrow's house?
He's
like, it's not on the market, but I'll call her. He knows.
Right. He knows.
Totally not worried about that. But isn't that so funny?
That is.
By the way, I don't even think Terry would let me.
And this house you would want to sell fully furnished. That would be the only way you would sell it?
Well, here's the thing. What happens is when you start to get to a home of a certain size usually you sell it furnished. And it's because, as you know, it takes buying furniture takes a long time. Mm-hmm. So, and when you're coming from somewhere else, there's just no way your stuff fits there. It's the right color. It's the right shape. It's the right this. It's right that. So what actually makes more sense for people is to buy it furnished and then redo rooms.
So you would literally just grab your stuff
from
your closets and go.
Yeah.
Like personal belongings.
Mm-hmm.
That is so crazy. Well, I like that plan. I think that's a great plan, especially if you're trying to go to LA still.
I think it's more like I want to be able to get on, I don't know if it's because it's summer, but I just want to be able to get on a boat. buzz over to Nobu.
Totally. Yeah. And especially if you're not going to be driving as much. It's not as much like of a hassle, I feel like, to...
I don't know. I'm just looking for like that next fun. I love this house. I mean, it's not a tragedy if we stay here, you know? It's great. Right. So like the kids love it. They love having friends over. And it's like the hangout house. It's cool. But I just know what's going to happen. I see the writing on the wall and the twins are going to be off into the night and, you know.
It's a lot of house for you and Terry just to.
Well, that for sure.
Yeah.
That for sure. But also, you know, I don't know. I just like new adventures.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well.
See what happens.
We'll see.
Terry will never let me sell it, right?
I mean, this is his favorite house.
I know. I just don't see it happening.
You'd have to really sell him on the next house.
No, I think, let's be 100% honest. The offer would have to be
so
good
ridiculous.
That
yes.
he couldn't walk away. Because if it wasn't even like...
You're right.
Like at the ballpark, he'd be like, no. But also, you know, Rex, our agent, he knows that too.
Yeah.
It would have to be like... How could we turn that down?
Totally.
If not, don't bother. All right. This was super fun. I'm still going to go vomit now. And yeah. So there's that. I'm leaving for New York in the morning. I have to leave in the car 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have like 1,000 things to do today. So I'm going to go. I'm going to bounce. Thank you guys so much for the support. So appreciate it. Hey, by the way, we're doing like a surprise visit at Evine this weekend. And I'm just going to tell you really quickly about it because we have this new supplement called Carbology. And basically what it does is it lowers the glycemic index of anything you eat. So it's almost like, remember we used to talk about the rice with the restricted carbs? Mm-hmm. That if you heat rice and cool it, it restructures it. And so it has actually less carbs in it.
Yes.
Think about that in a pill that you could take one or two before any carb meal.
Oh my gosh.
And it'll make it like it doesn't keep the carb.
No.
It like lowers the whole
thing. No.
Terry will tell you all the science this weekend, but I'm telling you, we're going to sell out of this. This is like the craziest thing
ever. I can't
ever.
Believe that even exists.
Well, it does. And we have a patented ingredient in it that you can't get anywhere else. That's just ridiculous. And if anyone wants to know how I can go to France and not gain a pound, and I still had fries and I still had my... croissants, and I still, it's Carbology.
Holy moly.
Now, I'm not telling you you're going to lose weight, but I'm telling you, if you like carbs, and especially if you're a keto person and you want to have some carbs, Carbology. So you can't buy it till Friday, but which is when you're listening to this. So, oh, maybe you can't buy it till tomorrow. We'll be on air tomorrow, Saturday. So I think you can't buy it. I don't know if they let you buy it beforehand, but either tonight or tomorrow, Carbology. Trust me on this. This is game changing.
So exciting.
So exciting. All right. Thank you guys so much. So appreciate all of your support. And then next week, I'll tell you all about my trip to NYC.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.